You're listening to episode 19 of Behind the Podcast with Kelly Bashar, Joel McCary, and Steve Pernick.
Okay, hey, good morning, friends.
Good morning.
This is episode number 19 of Behind the Podcast, the podcast where we get behind some of the most famous and popular podcasts on the internet today. Where today's a little bit of a departure. We're going to be looking at some of the slower tracking ones. I'm Steve Pernick. With me, as always, are...
Kelly.
And Joel. These are little known podcasts that people don't listen to.
Did you guys listen on my recommendation to parachuters, the people that actually shoot rifles while they're plummeting to the earth in a parachute?
I listened to that up until the point the guy shot his own parachute and perished.
And when you hear the thud, I'm sorry. It's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny.
As I've explained to both of you, Steve and Joel, I have yet to listen to a podcast. I still don't quite understand how I get to the pod.
Right.
I would love to listen to this parachute debacle, but yeah. I still don't quite understand what casting of the pod is actually all about.
A podcast is a portmanteau. The cast part comes from broadcasting, right. And the pod comes from... those big units that you would put all of your belongings in when you move from coast to coast.
I do have one of those. I do have a pod in my driveway, yes.
So early in the internet, people would sort of broadcast all of the things that they were packing to move from coast to coast, and then sort of that, the word took on a life of its own.
Radio shows.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's not be fancy. Got it.
You know, guys, I was hoping we would focus today on one that's getting a little bit of attention. It's called Expertise. Who's listening
that to radio show? Yes, yeah. That's fun.
So this is two experts on a subject who meet and talk about that subject every week. And every week the subject changes, and it could be anything from French architecture to Austrian architecture.
Basically, anything that's not interesting is what I found. What is interesting about that podcast is how uninteresting it is. When you said it's getting a little attention, I don't think it could get less.
And I understand the tease part of it because they're teasing that there will be content.
So I'm surprising you guys, and I actually have guests here with us in the studio. It's the two experts from Expertise who are going to be joining us today to talk about their process. Please welcome Claire O'Sullivan and Dana Serra.
Wow. Hello, Claire. Hello, Dana. This is exciting. We have thoroughly enjoyed your little known podcast.
Welcome to Behind the Podcast. Oh,
thank you so much for having us. What an honor, really, to meet with people who know and love what we do.
As Dana was saying, you know, there are so few people who actually listen to the show that to meet three of you who are at least aware of the existence of the show is really very, very flattering. Yeah. Thanks for having us on. As I mentioned, I'm really excited to be here with some fans. I did not mention that I've only got 5 minutes before my next podcasting appointment.
Oh, why are we losing you, Claire?
Doctor.
Are you saying that you're going to the doctor or I should call you doctor?
No, I'm becoming a doctor.
And I will be interviewing Claire as an expert in being a doctor.
That's the way the podcast works. Most people don't realize that we actually hire amateurs as our guests. They have to train up to become experts.
No, we can tell that everyone involved with your show is an amateur. That was clear from the get-go.
But they're professional amateurs, is my point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's no one more amateurish than a professional amateur, which if your show...
Are you becoming a doctor of podcasting? I'm sorry, Joel. Please continue.
No, please, you continue.
No, Joel, I asked you in the most polite and yet terse way if you would continue.
I continued to the point that I was done continuing, and now it's your turn to continue. So please continue.
Okay, misogyny.
Oh, all right. Thanks for woman-splaining.
If it's all right if I ask a question of Dr. Steve Pernick.
Sure.
Yes. Go ahead, Dana.
I'm intrigued by your podcast, which is Behind the Scenes podcast.
And Behind the Podcast, yeah.
Listen, I run my own podcast, of course. I'm a professional podcaster.
What podcast is that?
It's called Expertise.
Oh, I've heard of that.
We're interested in talking to them.
We're hoping to discuss that.
I would love to interview them.
So go ahead, Dana. What's your question?
I was wondering what other podcasts you have gone behind the scenes on. I mean, not to question your bona fides, of course, in bringing us behind your scenes, but I would like to know what other podcasts have gotten this kind of special treatment.
Easter Sunday. That's the baking podcast on Sundays. It talks mostly about yeast.
And the podcast called Mao Zedong, which is about...
communist mice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Behind the Scenes of Behind the Scenes, which is behind scenery and the behind the scenes of how you get behind the scenery.
And what's Tom Brokaw eating?
Yeah. Which is my favorite. I do not miss an episode of that.
Yeah, when he was a guest on Easter Sunday, that felt like the ultimate mashup.
And what a crossover.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of mashup, that's what he's on right now, according to his gastroenterologist.
So what are you getting at behind those scenes? Are you uncovering gossip? Is it lascivious?
What it takes to put together a podcast. Oh. And we're finding that it's pretty much chairs and microphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And technical savvy. Technical savvy. Okay.
You want to back off of that microphone, Kelly. We've talked to you about that.
What?
You're technical savvy. Whenever you say technical savvy, you get way, way too loud.
Hold on.
All right. There you go. Yeah, adjust that.
Sorry, that's actually my niece is here. Her name is Savvy. She's helping me with my setup.
Okay.
Okay. I've got all my technical savvy. All right. Thank you. We're set. All right. Okay, and I'm back.
I had a question about the Expertise podcast. I'm wondering if you guys could explain the high-pitched whine that makes it kind of hard to hear the speaking.
There are FCC regulations that we're obligated to follow. It turns out that any transmission of the human voice above a certain megahertz, strictly outlawed in the United States. If you listen to the same podcast in Europe, you'll find that our voices sound very slow and syrupy.
What happened? Are you all right?
He was speaking European.
Oh.
Where's Savvy when you need her?
Savvy? Did you hear that? You got that? Thank you.
Speaking of topics, how do you land on a topic? And then once you have, where do you find the experts on that topic?
Let's do a little role playing, shall we? I know you're an up-and-coming podcast here. What's it called? Behind the Podcast?
Behind the Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The podcast that gets behind many of your favorite podcasts.
So you may not have had the experience of coming up with topics the way we have, because all you have to do is just run down a list of podcasts and the job is done.
Already existing.
Basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much creativity is there? Is that what goes into it for you guys?
We don't put any effort into anything ever. That is our motto. The podcast behind the podcast with no effort whatsoever. So where do you find these experts?
Well, we were about to do a little role playing to demonstrate.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, wonderful. Let me get a wig. Hold, please. Oh,
no, that's not necessary.
I'll get my feather duster.
Yeah, well, they've all left.
Oh, okay. Well, Claire, while they're out of the room. Back with wigs, scarves.
I got my feather duster.
All right.
Ready to role play.
Well, Dano, I have really enjoyed this Expertise podcast of experts on behind-the-scene podcasts of experts that are behind the scenes.
And in this case, the guest was the host, and the host was the guest.
Wait a minute.
What?
The Expertise, spelled wrong, podcast is free. And, like the Amish, all are welcome. Be sure to sign up for our email announcements at funnypodcast.co and follow us in your favourite podcast app, like the expert podcast listener we know you are.